Blake Wheeler today, Coach?
Good. Good. A couple of root canals later, he's fine. He's in the lineup tonight. We really appreciate him coming back in that game because that was an uncomfortable situation for him.
And it remains uncomfortable for him, I think.
No, I'm pretty good. I think now they've got all the painful stuff taken out, so he's fine now, as anybody would be after a couple of them.
You had a chance to look back again at the game last night. Just what stands out for you for to be able to get this trip going on the right note?
Oh, we were probably better in the second period than I gave him credit for after the second period. A good road game. You know, we gave up a couple of chances right at the end of the second on our power play, which made us a little sour, but good solid game.
You know, every game is big, but is there just a little bit more on this one tonight, being that they're battling with you right now for a spot?
Well, if the league calls and says there's 3 points on this one, yeah. But, you know, these are all going to be hotly contested games. I mean, it's a different emotion. There's more, you know, last night, a real challenge. Edmonton played really hard. But they deal with a different set of pressures. But both teams bring the same pressure into the game now. There's a cost to the risk that you put in your game. So it'll be a good even game.
Well, from the outside looking in, the goal that got in St. Louis, you know, looked like it might have been a deflating goal for a player, for a team, but you guys clearly didn't let that happen. You put it in the rearview mirror. Do you look more at that game? You came back in the third period. Like, you did the right things, and that was just sort of one of those things that night?
We spent all the dealing with the negative emotions of that game that night and then left it there and came back and played a pretty good game in Florida. You know, we don't see them much, so you probably don't give them the credit they deserve. Florida played a real solid game to beat us. So we've been, you know, we had a bad break and have been pretty good since.
Same 18 skaters for you tonight, Coach?
Yep.
Same goalie, too?
Nope. Hutch is going.
How do you come to that one?
He's a good player. And we went into Nashville having lost Little and Bufflin, and he was the difference maker for us in that game. He's been a big part of our team. It's back-to-back nights. We will run a hot goalie for sure. We did it with Hutch. We'll do it with Pav. Just not going to run him into the ground to do it.
Last time you were here, a little bit of drama surrounded this team. You made the deal. How different is this team that we're going to see tonight after the trade deadline?
Well, Bufflin, Little, and Perreault won't be in the lineup from that game. That's the big difference. The two players that the five players are over the start of the year, but the four from the trade deadline have made a big impact on us being pretty solid. The big difference was that was the first game that we got back to skating the way we needed to, because prior to that, coming out of the break, we hadn't been skating particularly well. And we got back to our game speed that game, and we've been really consistent with it from that game on.
Coach, I was wondering what the tone in the room is this March compared with last March with the team in a playoff position where it's in the driver's seat.
Yeah, I just don't know where we were on this date in March. We were still fighting. We felt we had closed a 14-point gap and then fallen off. To be honest with you, not as much as you might think. Certainly a lot's changed, but they've always come to the rink ready to work hard. That's the same. You know, they're a good bunch of guys. They compete real hard. They like each other. They play for each other. We're more excited about the opportunity we have now than we did probably a year ago. But there's some things that haven't changed, and I think that's what's made us pretty good.
What's your experience been just over the years, not this year necessarily, but when a team is in a groove like you are right now, in a compressed schedule, just, you know, fatigue, guys seem excited to come to the rink to just keep the ball rolling here.
Yeah, you watch your emotions. You know, we've played it. This is 5-8 for us. We've traveled a little bit coming off the East Coast to start it. Don't spend any more energy in the morning skates on your off day than you need to, and just be excited about the games.
Looking back at your last time through here, the off-ice drama that I referred to, did that represent any kind of turning point for this team?
I don't think as much as what was probably made from the outside. You know, the trade comes off injury more than anything else. We lost a good player in Evander Kane for the remainder of the year. That was going to hurt us in a big way. And then the two players that we've come in have just made a major impact on the quality of our game. The other stuff around it, I think, is minor, because it's done the time the puck drops the next day. You know, So putting better, healthy players in your lineup like we did around the trade line is the big story in terms of how we've played.
Paul, how much is the life of a hockey team when they're in a position like this, as opposed to where there's no hope, you've got a city behind you, a province behind you?
Yeah.
Is it different?
Paul, night and day different. The teams that go through that, when they know they're out, have had a death of their season somewhere in that stretch, right, where there's a point in time in your season where it matters if you lose. So the questions you get asked after are completely different. Usually the coach gets fired. And then a month and a half, especially if it was over 4 years early, you're talking about next year, you're excited to play. Those teams are hard to play, because they're going to compete as hard as they can. There's no cost to any of the risk that they build into their game. Now there is a lot of emotion and energy and the pressure is good, but there's a lot of pressure in these games because there's a cost to every time you move the puck if you're deciding to throw it up the middle or the risk that you're going to build into that game. It changes the way the games are played.
Is the coach's pregame talk different than as opposed to, you know, the pat on the back, the motivation, everything that goes with it? Because I'm thinking these guys are really enjoying what's going on right now.
Yeah, I don't know that anything I've said before a game has had an impact on it. You know, this is a different group. They handle their room. They take care of getting ready themselves. So we lay out a game plan, talk about who we are and what we want to do here tonight, and then they handle that.
All these teams are digging in around the playoff bar. What about the guys across the hall? I mean, what are the challenges that you see in Vancouver?
Theirs are the same as ours, right? I mean, they've scoreboard watched like we do, and a game like last night, there's not one goes your way. Yeah. You're hoping for some help, but there hasn't been for 2 weeks, so we've all been living in this. They got a little bit younger like we did over the course of the year. There's an excitement. They've had some injuries that they've had to deal with. I think they're fresh. They usually get to watch the team they play the night before they come into van, so they're going to be ready to roll.
He's not playing tonight, but what have you seen in the evolution of Andre's game from last year to this year since you joined the team?
It's just been exactly like our team. He came out of the gate, and I'll take the first five games out, but he had a real good push there in November. He played really well. Our goaltending has gone as more on our team than on our goaltending, maybe with the exception of the last week. When we really haven't played great in front of and haven't played our best, our goaltending numbers have slipped, and found Andre and Hutch identically. I never felt that their games changed a whole lot. What we were showing them, what we were making them, asking them to do changed. And then each one of them has had their stretches, both Hutch and Fav, where they've gotten hot, where they've been the difference makers in games. So they've kind of gone along with the team, not necessarily the team hitching its wagon to the performance of the goaltender.